Nicholas Burns' boss, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, was in Berlin today for a meeting of would-be Middle East peacemakers, the so-called Quartet. The U.S., Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations met for the second time this month. The peace process has started up again, but it is in a familiar place, stuck in a holding pattern. The focus of today's meeting was how to deal with the Palestinians' new unity government, and the answer so far is wait. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The last time this group of diplomats met, fighting was raging in the Gaza Strip between Fatah, which backs moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, and Hamas, which the U.S., the European Union, and Israel have listed as a terrorist organization. Now Gaza is calm, but these Mideast mediators were thrown a loop by the recent announcement that Fatah and Hamas will share power in a government yet to be formed. In a statement, the group welcomed the peace between the rival Palestinian factions, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana.
I hope very much that the national unity government will be part of the solution. The quartet thinks that some conditions have to be met for that government to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Those conditions are well known: renouncing violence, recognizing Israel, and standing by commitments to pursue peace made by previous Palestinian governments. Hamas has shown no interest in ending violence or recognizing Israel. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said that means the unity government that ended months of violence in the Palestinian territories makes the peace process with Israel complicated.
When one talks about a political horizon, when one talks about peace between Israelis and Palestinians, it has to be on the basis of internationally accepted principles. How can it be that you will have talks about peace if one party does not accept the right of the other party to exist? How can it be that you have discussions about peace when a party will not renounce violence?
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said in Jerusalem today that Israel will not maintain contact with a Palestinian government that doesn't agree to the three principles backed by the quartet. Olmert met with Palestinian President Abbas on Monday in a session hosted by Rice. Still, he expressed skepticism today that serious peace talks could be valuable or meaningful since Hamas has gained power. In Berlin, Rice said she had not seen Olmert's remarks today, but offered this.
I have seen comments from the Prime Minister saying that he believes that it is valuable to continue to talk and talk and talk to Mahmoud Abbas. That is what he said to me yesterday, or day before yesterday when we were together. I think that it is notable that the two have agreed to meet again to talk about a variety of issues.
The promise of more meetings ended the quartet session in Berlin, too. In mid-March, according to Russia's foreign minister, there will be a meeting on European proposals to increase international assistance to Palestinians. The quartet says their next meeting will be somewhere in the Mideast. Where and when has not been announced. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.